Thanks for joining us. You're about to listen to another Sunday worship service from Clarkston United Methodist Church in Michigan. We are a church dedicated to connecting people to people and people to God. To learn more, visit us at clarkstonumc.org.
Good morning and welcome to Clarkston United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Amy.
And I'm Pastor Megan.
We're so glad you're here this morning with us, and Happy New Year.
So before we get started with our worship celebrating All Saints today, we'd like to invite you to register your attendance. There are cards in each pew that say attendance at the top. Please take a moment and fill one out and place your completed cards in the offering plates when those get passed later on in the service. There's also a QR code at the top. You can scan that and register online if that's easier for you. Speaking of online, we know many of you are live streaming with us today. Welcome to those who are online. Glad that you're here. Please take a moment and register your attendance through our website, especially when we can't see your faces. It's really helpful for you to sign in and let us know that you're here. If anyone is in the sanctuary with us today for the first time, welcome. Glad that you are joining us. And we have cards in the pew that say new here at the top. And we'd really appreciate if you take a second and fill out one of those new here cards so that we can continue to connect with you. And again, you can place those completed cards in the offering plates later on in the service.
It's January, so that means that we go to the movies. In January, on Tuesdays, we go and see a movie, and then on the Sunday after, the sermon is based on that movie. This Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the AMC in Auburn Hills, we will be seeing the movie Wonka, and then next Sunday, the sermon will be on the movie Wonka. We hope you'll join us. It's only $5 a ticket. We have our own theater to ourselves. It's a great time. It's a lot of fun. We hope you'll join us.
Our confirmation class this year is off-site today. Our confirmands are those ninth graders and above who are joining the church or in the process of learning and growing in faith to join the church. And this Sunday, they're visiting a different church to grow and to learn. And we invite you to pray for them and their safety and that it's a meaningful experience as they visit another faith community. Coming up on Sunday, January 21st, we're having the first of a series of concerts. This is the North Oakland Chorale. We're pleased to host them here in our space, and we invite you to come and listen. That's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on January the 21st, so mark your calendars. Hope you can join us.
And then this week and next week, this week on the 10th and 11th, and next week on the 16th and 17th, we're hosting final study hours for junior high and high school kids to come over after school. They can hang out here in the gathering space. We'll have snacks and front porch coffee. We'll also have some tutors on site. And so they can come and just have a quiet space to get ready for finals. It's from 2:30 to 5:30 on those days. And if I have some flyers, if anyone would like to take those and put them up around school or anything like that.
So we're launching a number of kids programs for the new year. We're going to have a kids musical in the spring. That's become our tradition. That's for kids from preschool up through eighth grade, and there will be rehearsals on Wednesday evenings and also on Sundays to accommodate busy schedules. You can talk to Sarah Hazen Robinson, our director of worship and music, if you'd like to know more about that and the schedule and how to get involved. But generally, we have tons of kids up front, and it's a lot of fun, and it's really meaningful. And related to that, our Angels in Training program is kicking off. So you can join us next week starting at 10 o'clock before the 11 o'clock service for kids to engage in hands-on mission projects. This is kind of a foundational children's ministry of our church, and excited to relaunch it for the new year. This is for any kid from preschool up to fifth grade, I think?
Yes, yeah.
Up in the Sunday school wing, and Reverend Christie has details on that. It's a way for our kids to be in service and participate in meaningful projects in that in-between hour, 10 to 11 a.m. before Sunday school. So glad to relaunch that. And now with all those things said, it's time to shift our attention and our focus onto God, our Creator. So I'd invite you to take a deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out. May we encounter the Holy Spirit in this time of worship together.
Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. Your responses are written in bold. There are many who have walked the path toward God before us, showing us the way with their lives. We come to give thanks for them. As they were called, so are we called to live as Jesus did, answering the call of God, saying, "Here I am, send me." We come to ask for guidance and courage. We are each of us like those who have gone before us, a strange mixture of saint and sinner. God accepts us that way, for we are in fact more than enough, as God fills us with the Spirit who empowers us to act. We come to worship the Holy God.
And now I invite you to turn to your neighbors, those around you, to welcome them into worship. This morning, as we give thanks for those who have gone before us in this past year, we also give thanks for those gifts that have been given in memorial. And so in remembrance of those who have been connected to this congregation in the past, gifts have been given to the church that will serve those who will be part of this congregation in the future. Charlene Miller, who is our chairperson of the Memorials Committee, is with us this morning, and Jason White, who is our new chair of trustees, are here to share with us.
The Memorial Committee presents the following gifts to be dedicated to the glory of God and for service to our church: Canon telephoto lens, Pete Dreyer, Ann Dutton, Joyce Arner, John Huntlocker, Barbara Richards. Contributions to the food pantry, Richard Beckmeyer. Contributions to missions, Shelley Thornton. Contribution toward the food pantry freezer, Gregory Nichols. Stage risers and skirting, Marilyn Allen, Suzanne Tinka. You may view the list of in the memorial book that's in the table that is in the narthex. At this time, we present these memorials to the trustee committee for their care.
On behalf of the trustees and the entire congregation, we accept these gifts.
We consecrate these gifts to the glory of God and in memory of those who were named. Let us pray. Most loving God, without you, no words or works of ours have meaning. Accept the gifts of our hands as symbols of our devotion. May these gifts serve this congregation that we may serve the world in the name of Christ. Amen. At this time, we name those who have gone before us in the year 2023. We remember the saints. John Acton.
Eileen Dottie Allen.
William O. Ballou.
Wilfred Bryson.
John Bullen.
Mark Bundridge.
Dean Trey Callison.
Rebecca Hahn.
Gail Hess.
Eva Margaret Holford.
Judith Huttenlocker.
Jeff Katakowski.
Bud Morgan.
Greg Nichols.
Kent Schultz.
Anna Sherwood.
Kay Tribblecock.
David Wood.
Julie DeGraw.
Daryl Paul Collins. And all the other saints who have passed this year.
Let us sing together.
As we move into an attitude of prayer, I share with you that this morning at 6:30, Sandy Gellish passed away. And so I invite you to be in prayer for Sandy's family. There will be a service here at the church. The details are yet to be shared, but we will share those with you. So again, please be in prayer for the Gellish family. And now I share with you words written by the theologian Kate Bowler. This is a blessing for all saints. Please pray with me. Today we are drawn into remembrance. The complexity of love and loss both warms our hearts and chills our bones. Invisible connections are revealed just as the light of the sun illuminates the lines of a web. We see that our lives are connected to those who are no longer here. Blessed are we who acknowledge the impressions made by those who have passed a child's nose, a joke carried on, a chair left in our name, a story that we now tell. Blessed are you who have learned to make sense of a world that doesn't make sense without them. And blessed are you with grief present still, who carry the weight of surviving a loved one, of keeping the memories and sharing the stories. O God, you alone know the whole of it. You know their sufferings, their joys, their hopes, their winding paths, and every moment of their souls. Restore our souls, even as you receive theirs. Welcome them in with the kind of embrace we wish we could give them. Blessed is the time they were given, and the time you now have. Whether in life or in death, love is there. We raise our voices together now, praying the words that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Better.
Our scripture this morning comes from the second letter of Timothy, chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Good and gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the 23rd Psalm. My grandmother, who was my Sunday school teacher, had me memorize it. 40 years ago, I didn't realize how much I needed that scripture. I just thought that I was in it for the prize, right? Because she had this prize basket. It was full of gifts that were wrapped, and I wanted a prize, and I got one, and it was a bar of soap, which is so my grandmother. But I didn't know that I would one day recite it at bedsides and at funerals. You never know how words will affect you. But those words my grandmother had me memorize became a part of my ministry. They became a part of me. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day, a day that we remember and give thanks for those who passed in the year 2023. Today we recall all those who've gone before us. We give thanks for the life and the faith that they led, for their example, for their love, and we acknowledge that we as individuals and the church are better because of them. They weren't perfect, but we don't need them to be. In fact, we need them to show us that it's okay to mess up. Nadia Bolz-Weber says, "What we celebrate in the saints is not their piety or perfection, but the fact that we believe in a God who gets redemptive and holy things done in this world through, of all things, human beings, all of whom are flawed." We need the saints. We need them to show us what it looks like to let God use you, to trust God, to have faith, even when it can be messy. We needed them to share themselves with us, and now their memory lives in us and is a part of us. We start the year 2024 by remembering those who've passed away because they light the way for us this year and in years to come. Their faith, their legacy blazes a trail for us to follow, and we take the best of the past and we allow it to propel us into the future. I also like to quote on All Saints' Day Nadia Bolz-Weber's words here. In the church, we proclaim that the dead are still a part of us, a part of our lives, and are even an animating presence in the church. Saints are still part of us. They always will be. They're a part of the fabric of this building. They're a part of who we are as a church, the ministry we offer, the lives we change, and they're a part of each one of us. We still and always will be informed by their legacy, by their faith, the way they shared their gifts. Now, I've read today's scripture many times, often in preparation for All Saints Sunday. It's one I like, But as I was preparing for this morning, there was one part that really stood out for me. Paul is writing to Timothy, and Timothy is young. He is youthful, but Paul is mentoring him, and he is offering leadership in the church. And so Paul writes him this letter, and he begins by giving thanks for him and for his faith. A faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. First lived in them, now lives in you. Now, I'd always heard it as a faith that was passed down. But that wording, a faith that first lived in you, is a whole different way of hearing this scripture. A faith that first lived in them now lives in us. In his letter to Timothy, Paul is saying that faith is a living thing that is passed from one to another. A living thing. I like to think about what I got from whom. I have my mother's eyes and my father's mouth and my grandfather's love of family and my grandmother's gift for hospitality and my other grandfather's inability to make my face hide what I'm thinking. I like to think about how my kids look like or are like Mike or me, what we've taught them, what of me is in each of them. But Paul reminds us that faith is also one of the gifts that we receive and pass on, a living thing. So I want you to think about it for a moment. Just take a second. Whose faith lives in you? And how are you passing on your living faith? I pray that my faith lives in others, a faith that shows them that God's grace is enough, that they are beloved, that they can find their strength in Christ, that Christian community lifts us up and encourages us to follow in Christ's footsteps. This faith was given to me by my parents and my grandparents, but also by the people that I knew in church, by Sunday school teachers and youth leaders. Perhaps like me, when you think of your saints, you think of family, but maybe you also think of them, the people who were with you as a child, or a friend who challenged you, a member of a Bible study you're a part of, a church leader, a friend. I can guarantee that none of them set out to be saints or would have called themselves saints, but they took an interest in you. They showed you that God loved you. They prayed for you. They helped you to realize your value as a child of God. Maybe they were just a really good example of a good person. Or maybe they helped you to grow in faith and know what it is to follow Christ. This is why the relationship side of church is so important. And it's part of why I love serving an intergenerational church, where we do things like wearing name tags, but also things like having Bible buddies who sponsor third graders by giving them their first Bible, or confirmation journey companions, many of whom are with our confirmands now as they go and make their visit and mentor them, by Bible studies with and life groups with a variety of different kinds of people. We work alongside one another when we're serving. We all have something that we can give. All can share our living faith, and our faith becomes stronger when we share it, and others' faith becomes stronger too when we share it. So, I want to do something that not everyone's going to like, especially the introverts, but I want you to think for a moment about who are the saints in your life, and whose faith lives in you, and then share with your neighbor for a minute. Go ahead. Who do you think of? Thank you. right, I'm coming back. Today, our group of saints that we remembered are mothers and fathers, their grandmothers and grandfathers, their Sunday school teachers. They were kitchen workers and church members who were surrogate grandparents. They were journey companions and parents who died too soon. They're those who lost their way and those who've created a new way. They were teachers and businessmen and gardeners and woodworkers. They loved music and nature and church and family. Their faith now lives on in us and is an incredible gift. So how are you going to rekindle it, as Paul tells Timothy to do? How will you rekindle the faith? How will you let their faith be lived out in your life? How will you nurture it and expand it and pass it on so that it lives on in others? Maybe like some of them did. Maybe you'll teach Sunday school, or maybe you'll volunteer in the nursery, or you'll work in our gardens or our kitchen and extend hospitality. Maybe you'll take an interest in the young people in our church. Maybe you'll mentor them through Bible buddies or journey companions or youth ministry. As you come for communion today, you see this basket up here. Last year, we did this, and we're going to do it again. It's a tradition that at the beginning of the new year, you choose a star out of the basket, and on that star is a word, usually a verb, and that will serve as a guide for you, just as the star guided the wise men to Jesus. This will be a guide for you your whole year long. I think it's fitting to pass these words out on a day like today when we talk about those who light the path for us, those who guide us. And my hope is that our word will guide us too. And perhaps this word will connect us to those who've gone before us. Perhaps it will remind us of them as we pull it out, as it helps us to go forward in the year. We'll remember the faith of those who've gone before us, whose faith lived in us, and gain strength, and will grow. This is a new year. There is much going on in the world now and to come. War, an election, a general conference. It's a year that could tear us apart or bring us together. A year that could be marked by division or marked by faith and relationship. It could be marked by a faith that demonstrates a love for God and all of God's people, a faith that draws us closer together, a faith that's guided by those who've gone before us, a faith that lives in us, a faith that lights the way. Of course, you know what my hope is. Amen.
For our Savior's chosen one.
Just before Christmas, on December 23rd, we had our new program called Half Day Happenings, where elementary age kids come on a half day in Clarkston after school and do all kinds of activities and things in our gym, led by Reverend Christie. I believe on December 23rd, they made Christmas presents as one of the things that they did. We feed them lunch, and they stay till the end of the school day when their parents can come and pick them up. This program was a result of some of the work we've done over the past year to identify the needs of the community and how we can help and support them. The final study hour is also a part of that. And coming up, not this week, but the next week, there are two half days in Clarkston schools, and so we will be offering this program again. And we hope to see lots of kids again, both those from the church and those from the community. It's really neat to see that there's been such a great response from the community for this opportunity. So if you know anybody, or if you yourself have kids that you need something for them to do on the half day, we hope that you will share that. But I need you to know that programs like that, that activities like that happen because of you. It happens because of those who volunteer to make those programs happen, and it happens because of your gifts that you give to the church, your financial gifts, which make ministry happen on a daily basis. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for giving. Thank you for enabling us to connect people to people and people to God. In order to make your gift to Clarkston United Methodist Church, you can do it in a variety of ways. You can go online to do it. You can text to give. You can mail it in. Or you can give now as our ushers come forward with the plates. However you choose, know that your gift makes a difference. Thank you.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, God, for all of the gifts shared today and every day. Gifts that allow ministry to happen, like half days here at the church, study hours, Bibles for third graders, and we ask your blessing over all of it, over the gifts, over the ministry, over everything shared in your name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. On this day when we observe All Saints, we come now to Christ's table in communion with the heavenly hosts, surrounded by the cloud of witnesses, and we share in this time celebrating the sacrament. The words for you to participate in will be in bold. Please join us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Miriam and Moses.
God of Joshua and Deborah and Barak, God of Ruth and Rahab and David.
God of our ancestors, God of future generations.
With your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
On the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, O God. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which was given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Connect us, O God, with one another and with your great cloud of witnesses. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes and we feast at his heavenly banquet forever. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. I invite those who will be serving communion to please come forward. We will be taking communion in a variety of ways, actually. In the center, we have gluten-free elements for those with allergy needs. They're allergen-free. We have little cups and bread that you can have, or you can get the bread and dip it into the cup. So there's a variety of options. If you're taking the little cup, there's garbage cans on the ends of the pews where you can place those. However you are doing it, we invite you to hold your hands out like this instead of reaching to get it. That just helps us with sanitary-ness. And it's also a wonderful posture as you come forward. But what you need to know most of all is that this is Christ's table, and Christ invites all who seek relationship with him to come forward. All are welcome at Christ's table.
Thank you.
We thank you, O God, for this gift that nourishes us and strengthens us, that connects us to you and to all those who've gone before us. May it give us the strength to go out into the world and be the people you call us to be. Amen. And now, friends, with the confidence of the children of God, go from this place following the path, following the star, following the saints. And may their faith live in you, and may your faith live in others. Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to the Sunday worship service from Clarkston United Methodist Church in Michigan. We are a church dedicated to connecting people to people and people to God. To learn more, visit us at clarkstonumc.org.